Welcome, everyone, to the Institute for Health Technology Transformation's Health IT Connect interview series. My name is Matthew Rayner, and I am the marketing manager with the Institute for Health Technology Transformation. Today, I am pleased to be joined with Neil Ganguly, CIO with Central State Healthcare System. Neil will be joining us at our annual Winter Health IT Summit, taking place January 19th and 20th in Phoenix. Thank you for joining us, Neil.
Glad to be here.
Neil, can you please start by giving our audience a brief background on your work in health IT and your current initiatives at Central State?
Sure. As CIO at Central State, we've been involved for the last 10 years on a rolling set of strategic plans around deploying IT to benefit both the business side and the clinical side of the hospital. We've been fortunate enough to see our results rewarded this year by being named one of the most wired hospitals, something that we had pursued as sort of a goal to validate, I think, the hard work that we've put together here. We've also really now shifted our focus over to meaningful use and how we can capitalize on some of the work we've done already to pursue the stimulus dollars that are being made available by the federal government.
And what, in your opinion, are the two most common mistakes health IT executives make when preparing for an implementation, and how can these be avoided?
I think one of the biggest mistakes we make is underestimating the culture change that has to take place in a major system implementation. Sometimes we tend in our negotiations to drive the price down, and the vendors invariably will look to services in terms of training and implementation dollars to bring the cost down. And that, I find, has been a frequent mistake, because without sufficient money invested in both the implementation and the training, both from the vendor side and the hospital side, you risk really rolling out a product that's going to be viewed as acceptable to your users, and you risk that buy-in you need to get full utilization.
And what are the top three or four unforeseen obstacles providers may face when implementing an HIE on a local or regional scale, and how can you prepare for an eventual integration with NHIN?
I think the HIE picture is actually a very complicated one right now. Each of the states are pursuing a variety of approaches to rolling out HIE. Some are highly centralized. Others are very, very decentralized and, in fact, almost chaotically uncontrolled. I believe that there has to be some more guidance really coming from the federal government on how states can best deploy HIE. What we're doing here at Central State is actually putting our own HIE engine in place to bind our community physicians tighter to our organization by sharing information effectively with their EMRs or providing them with a portal to conveniently access information if they don't have an EMR. The idea being that when the picture at the state level begins to clarify, that Central State would be in a position to then connect through our engine up to whatever regional HIE emerges as sort of our local HIE. In terms of some of the barriers, obviously the cost is a significant one. The deployment of physician EMRs is spotty at best. Many physicians are struggling with understanding the technology enough to make an intelligent selection. So some of those kind of problems are out there that is, I think, slowing down the seeding of the environment with the infrastructure technologies.
And where do you expect the majority of your IT budget being allocated to over the next 3 years, and why?
Over the next 3 years, I think we're going to spend a lot of time making sure we're complying with the meaningful use requirements. Obviously, there are millions of dollars on the table, and I, as well as most of my colleagues, are, I think, intent on capturing those dollars. Other projects, though, can't be ignored, and we have spent so much time focusing on the clinical side the last 4 or 5 years. We've really got to make sure that the business operations of the health system are not being neglected. So we'll be looking at putting some significant monies into streamlining our revenue processing environment. ICD-10 is on the horizon. I think that many of us have been distracted by meaningful use and stimulus such that we haven't really devoted enough attention to what potentially can be a major, major change on the horizon. So those are some of the areas I think we're going to focus over the next few years.
And finally, as it pertains to your panel session on leveraging meaningful use to improve outcomes in patient care at the Institute's upcoming Winter Health IT Summit, what main points do you hope delegates will learn about from the interactive discussion?
I think that the first thing I'd like delegates to come away with is an understanding of some of the challenges we're facing at the community hospital level. I think that resources are clearly a challenge, and various health systems are privy to different levels of resource. Large academic medical centers or large health systems oftentimes have a much deeper bench than we do at the community hospital level. Yet community hospitals make up the majority of the hospitals in the United States. So our challenges are unique, and I think that we need to begin to understand a common pain and work to identify best practice solutions to help us address these issues with the limited resources that are at our disposal.
Well, thank you, Neil, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join our audience and myself. We are looking forward to you joining us at our Winter Health IT Summit. As an added bonus, all listeners to this interview will receive 10% off their attendee pass to the Winter Health IT Summit, taking place January 19th and 20th, by contacting the Institute for Health Technology Transformation at 646-502-7563 and using promo code NEIL11. That is all the time we have for today. This is Matthew Rayner with the Institute for Health Technology Transformation, wishing everyone a wonderful day, and I look forward to connecting again in the future. Thank you.